This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Now, Broaddus, I think you make a fantastic point there when it comes to the defensive coordinator stuff. That is a great point when it comes to, okay, yes, you like the big name Brian Flores type of defensive coordinator, maybe a younger kind of guy, but the idea that that particular dude is still trying to level up and become a head coach, and teams around the league are interested in him, you know, maybe giving him interviews and things like that. Like you're kind of seeing it with the Chargers, maybe with Jesse Minter, younger defensive coordinator. He's in, like, I think year two with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And he could be gone in no time now.
Right.
Once the season's over, he might become a head coach.
Right.
And so that's something that you have to, I mean, Aaron Glenn with the Detroit Lions, like you mm-hmm. see it time and time again on both sides of the ball, offensive coordinators, you see the same thing. And so, yeah, that's a great point when it comes to who the next defensive coordinator should be here. Cause you'd love to have the best possible guy. Maybe he's young, but if you only have him for a year or two and then he jets off to be a head coach, like you said, you're back to square one, and then we're talking right. about like six defensive coordinators in 7 or 8 years. So,
right.
That is probably, I think, the single most important thing here as you're trying to figure out who is it going to be. You mentioned Todd Bowles. He would be solid. I think Jim Schwartz, another name that you mentioned there in Cleveland, like these are guys that have been head coaches before, but their head coach opportunities seem like they've run dry. Not to say that those guys wouldn't jump at a head coach opportunity. Just about anybody would.
Yeah.
But are teams around the league even interested in them? Are they even on other teams' radar for being head coaches? Probably not.
Yeah.
Like Steve Spagnuolo is the perfect example.
Yeah.
Perfect example. Been a head coach, no longer really in the head coach conversations. And so the Chiefs have had nothing but continuity, and they've had one of the, if not the best defensive coordinators in the league now for an extended period of time. I think that's exactly what you want if you're Brian Schottenheimer. Because if you're Schottenheimer, you're like, I'm here. I got the offense stuff handled. Hopefully I can, you know, keep the staff around me, Clayton Adams and company, for as long as possible. But inevitably, you know, if you're doing well over an extended period of time, those guys will jet off. But at least you have the head man in Brian Schottenheimer running things offensively, and you maintain that continuity. You want the same thing for the defensive side of the ball. So
right.
I think a guy like Jim Schwartz would be phenomenal. I love the way that he approaches it. It's aggressive. He will blitz when he needs to. Sometimes he's got Myles Garrett and great pass rushers, and so he can just rush four, which is also fantastic. But in the back end, he's going to play aggressive. He's going to be bump and run, press man, getting physical. And I think that's something that this defense needs. And he's hard-nosed. You know, I think you need kind of disciplinarian, hard-nosed, tough defensive coordinator guy who will hopefully be around for the long haul. And you've seen what he's done. Like, even how about the rookie? Like, we know, okay, yes, he's got Myles Garrett. That's going to help you. And this defense doesn't have a Myles Garrett. I understand that. But
they did it one time.
They did it one time. Now Quinnen Williams, I mean, Jim Schwartz will be happy to walk in here and see Quinnen Williams.
Absolutely.
No question. One of the best in the business. And he's been awesome this year, despite all the disasters defensively. Quinnen Williams has been fantastic since day one getting traded here. But you see, like, Carson Schwechinger, the linebacker, and I know you loved him coming out last year, but that's a rookie linebacker who might win defensive rookie of the year this year.
Oh, I think right he's going to win it. Yeah, he's going to win that. The Browns, that was a great pick, and a lot of people around the league knew that. If I give you another example of a guy that, you know, you're talking about the offensive side of the ball, I think that that McDaniels at New England is in that mode now. He's had a couple of opportunities, you know, and it hasn't worked out. And so now he is, you know, he is kind of in that offensive coordinator mode. I mean, he's been at Denver. He's been at the Raiders. It hasn't worked at either place, and maybe not to his, you know, not to his fault, but there's a lot of people that say he's a hard guy to work with. But you look at him as an offensive coordinator, and he is outstanding. And so, yeah, this is you need to find that guy. You need to find that guy. But like you mentioned, Jim Schwartz. I think Jim Schwartz has had, you know, a couple of little runs at it. You know, I mean, not that he wouldn't want to be. All these guys would like to be a head coach, but you mentioned their opportunities kind of dry up. And yeah, the Philadelphia has a perfect situation with Vic Fangio. You know, and if you were to hire Jonathan Gannon, you know, with Arizona, he's a young guy, and so, you know, if he had another opportunity, then yeah. But you're going to have to weigh these. You're going to have to weigh the hire. And make sure that the hire is just not for 1 year. That, you know, because somebody could come in here with this offense and absolutely turn the defense around and make this a very, very good football team that, like, people would covet their coaches. And so that's something that you just have to be very, very mindful, you know, when, you know, but Todd Bowles makes a lot of sense. Again, he's with the Jets, he's with Tampa. Is he going to get another shot? It doesn't sound like that he might. So maybe that would be a guy that you want if in fact he does become available.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and the Jonathan Gannon one, it's interesting. He's obviously still the head coach with the Cardinals, hasn't been fired yet, but there's a chance that he could become available. And you have Clayton Adams in the building now on the offensive side of the ball that could probably get...
See, the thing about it is, Eric, and you're absolutely right about this, is that, you know, Jerry Jones, and this is one of the faults of Jerry Jones. I call it a fault. It's actually, it's one of those things where I appreciate a good listener, but I don't appreciate a guy that listens to everybody. And I think that Jerry Jones will, when it starts to talk about defensive coordinators, he's going to call Bill Belichick, talk to Bill Belichick. He's going to talk to Bill Parcells. He's going to talk to people around the league that he trusts. And, you know, he's going to try and get the lowdown on the Todd Bowles situation. He's going to try and get the lowdown on Jim Schwartz. Now, he knows Todd Bowles from his days when Todd was here with Bill Parcells, but there's going to be people calling Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones. And I just want them to use and do an exhaustive search, but I want them to have a situation where the the coordinator fits the way that the team is currently structured. You know, you got to come in, and they're in a situation right now where they've kind of got a mixed match of players. You know, Maris Leofowl in the Mike Zimmer administration was a rising star. In the Matt Eberflus situation, luckily he's on the 48-man roster every week for game day. You know, so there are some issues clearly there that somebody is going to have to come in and say, okay, my scheme fits, or I do things, or maybe you get somebody that adjusts their scheme. Maybe, maybe you get somebody that comes in, the Dan Quinns that took the year off and is like, okay, this is what I'm going to do now in order to kind of make this all work. If I'm Jerry, Steven, Will, you've got to sell me how you're going to take my current roster and make it work. I need examples. I need to see. I need to know who your defensive line coach is. I need to know who your linebacker coach is. I need to know your secondary coach. You know, I don't want you coming in here and having it half-assed done. You know, I think that's kind of why they got Matt Eberflus in the first place. And I don't mean half-assed in a way. I don't think that Brian Schottenheimer thought in his wildest dreams he was going to get the head coaching job. I don't. I think he put together a couple of guys on offense that, you know, that he knew. But on defense, he had no clue. He had absolutely no clue. And the front office recommended Matt Eberflus. And a first-year head coach says, okay, if you're going to recommend, you gave me the job, I will acquiesce to you and I will allow, yes, we'll get Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus says, well, I'll bring a couple of coaches along. You go get Aaron Whitecotton.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, which that has been a little bit of up for debate right now. Has the defensive line really overall improved? You can't really say that. So yeah, this needs to be more than just show up for dinner, spend the night at the Joneses, and the next thing we have a defensive coordinator. This needs to be one where Todd Archer and Calvin Watkins and Clarence Hill and Jane Slater and all of us are running through coordinators or running through players or coaches that are applying for this job and are being interviewed. That's what this thing needs to be. Not a show up, have a handshake and share a steak. And next thing you know, we got a defensive coordinator.
Yeah. You need somebody to show up and somebody that's really studied the Cowboys defense, knows your personnel.
Exactly.
Inside it out.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And is treating it like, they're already the defensive coordinator, and here's my solutions to how to fix it. Hey, you got this guy, that guy, but here's my plan.
Yeah, and let me give you another example too. I am looking into a guy, whoever is that coordinator is going to be, the potential coordinator. I am looking, if you're the former head coach, I am looking at your team, and I'm going to look at what kind of evaluator you've been. What kind of players have you been bringing in? You know, because the coach has a big say in what happens here. Dan Quinn, I believe this with my heart. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Dan Quinn, Will McClay drafted Mozzie Smith because of Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn wanted Mozzie Smith. And so, you know, like Rod Marinelli wanted Tristan Hill. You know, Will McClay has to at times bend over backwards. And people are like, well, you know, you can defend Will. And I am. I'm going to defend Will. Will isn't always not very happy with me. I'm not doing this to try and pump Will McClay up. But I'm just saying, though, he has a very difficult job when it comes to working for the Dallas Cowboys. If he had say, you wouldn't have the problems you have with your roster right now. He doesn't have say. But what he does is he tries to help everybody be on the same page. But if I'm looking at these coordinators, are you a good evaluator? Because if you're not a good evaluator, you're no good to me, because what happens is the Joneses do require a coach's opinion. And if you're a poor evaluator, we're going to have poor players here, and can't afford that.
100%. Yeah, that's one of the things that has been frustrating for a long time is they don't just have, hey, Will McClay, you're our football guy. You and your scouts give us the best players. It's like, well, okay, this coach likes this guy. Scouts don't really like him, but we want to appease him, and the Joneses take everybody.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I love working with the Joneses. I did it for a long time, 14, 15 years, DallasCowboys.com as a scout and then all this. I really appreciate my time with them. It's maddening that the amount of opinions that they get on players and coaches and stuff like that, instead of being 30 years in the business of having some gut feelings about who you want to hire. They've been around great coaches. They have, you know, but you have got to do a better job of knowing the type of coach that you want. But you also got to understand what Will McClay, he has a thankless job. And again, I say this in respect to Will McClay. I'm not trying to cape for him or anything like that. I am telling you right now, he has a job that sucks. Yeah, you got like, oh, Bros, he works for the Cowboys. He's compensated well. Yeah, the headaches, he's not compensated enough for the crap that he has to deal with and making everybody in that building happy and not himself. I mean, he's got to make sure the Joneses are happy, the coaches are happy, and the scouts are happy. That's a difficult job to do. If he just had control of it and he was the final say, you know, if you ask me, give me a big change that the Dallas Cowboys can make, it would be to tighten down the amount of opinions that are heard and let Will McClay run this thing. Let Will McClay, Jerry Steven, you kind of could, you know, step to the side a little bit, and I will run this thing. I will go get the players. I will take care of the roster. I will make sure the coaches have what they need. But if you gave him the control to do that, I think you would have a team that would be one of the more talented teams in the league. But the fact that they solicit so many opinions and have to come to a group census and consensus and all that, man, they're fortunate they are where they're at.
All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of Love of the Star, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Dallas Stars. Proven track record with thousands of happy customers, including myself, locally trusted, years of experience serving the community. They're 10 out of 10 fantastic, transparent pricing, no surprise add-ons or hidden fees. Friendly background check technicians you'll feel comfortable having in your home. I guarantee you that. 100% satisfaction guarantee. No excuses, no exceptions. Same day or you don't pay policy for certain repairs, you will pay less over time because they correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time. So visit theontimeexperts.com. Click the book now button. It is backed by their stay warm guarantee all winter long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.